Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask, oh God, for forgiveness. And Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. Oh my God, we need a touch from you tonight, and we're asking you to stop by here for just a little while and make your holy visitation. Oh my Lord, we ask you to look on all of those who are listening in to this broadcast tonight. Let a special blessing be upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will have mercy, that you will touch minds and touch hearts, oh God, that you will send your anointing, Lord Jesus, that you will break the yokes, oh Lord, destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere, and let this ministry be a blessing to every listener, Lord. Oh, God, expand this ministry the more and let it reach more souls all around the world, my God, near and far. In the name of Jesus, We pray, Lord, that you will bless those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, you know every need, oh God. You know everything that we're going through, my God, and we are praying for healing, Lord Jesus, for restoration. We're praying for deliverance, oh God. We're praying for doors to be opened for your people. Lord, we're praying for more strength and more power tonight. Lord, we're praying for guidance, oh Lord Jesus. Take us by the hand and lead us, oh Lord Jesus. Order our steps, oh God, and keep us in your will. And remember those, Lord God, who have an unspoken request, but have a desire in their heart for you to do something for them, Lord. We are praying, Lord, a special prayer that you will grant it unto them according to your holy will in the name of Jesus. Lord, many are stricken with the coronavirus, and we are asking you, Lord, even including myself, asking you for healing tonight, Jesus. Touch my God, rebuke the virus in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you're able. Make us whole tonight, Jesus. Please, Lord, restore our health accordingly, Lord Jesus. We'll give your name the praise. We are asking for healing, Lord, for those who are sick, my God, in their sick room, in the hospital, in their home, wherever they may be. Lord, visit the sick tonight. And, Lord, come with the healing hand and lay your hand upon us. Touch, my God, and raise up the sick in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, and those who have committed sins or disobeyed your will. Be merciful, oh, God, and forgive, Lord, and give them another chance. Lord, restore their health that they may go forth and obey and do all according to your word in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy tonight. And remember our leaders, oh God, bless them. Bless the congregations. Teach your leaders how to lead your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'll remove all isms and schisms and divisions, whatever may be in the midst, Lord God, to separate us. We pray, God, that you'll remove it right now and give us unity. Oh, God, knit our hearts together in love. We pray for our enemies tonight, Lord. We ask that you will have mercy on those who despitefully use us, oh, God, on those, Lord, who have risen up against us and tried to stop us, Lord. We pray earnestly that you will have mercy on their souls and that you will save them, oh, God. And forgive them, O God, for what they have done in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will remember those who are incarcerated, those who are without food or shelter, those who are less fortunate, Lord. We pray for them, O God, because we know, Lord, that only you can truly provide all of their needs, both physically and naturally and spiritually. Oh, Lord, and we turn them over into your hands, and whatever we can do to be a blessing to them, Lord, help us and strengthen our hands that we may minister unto those, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We are asking you to accept our prayer. And whatever it is that we should pray for that we didn't mention in this prayer, oh God, or intended to, we ask, God, that you'll consider it and, Lord, grant it according to your will. We believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer tonight. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. We magnify you, Lord, and we lift you up, my God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise. We honor your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Sorry about that. I was on mute. Amen. Good evening and God bless everyone. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through, Pastor Hameen. And we're so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our newly appointed Southern District Overseer, Pastor Jerry Bennett, the pastor of Grace Temple Church in North Carolina. And of course, we thank God for our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Louis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. We still remember him. At this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 65th verse. That's the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 65. And it reads, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 119th number of Psalm, the 65th throughout the 72nd verses. And amen again. We thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online at blog www.blogtalkradio.com, /MyKingsService, Title I School. And if anyone would like to listen to any previous broadcast, you can log on to that broadcast website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, feel free to give us a call on our guest line, 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays, also on every second and third Wednesday of the month. At 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Calbreath hosts the There's Hope Ministry. Dial-in number is 551-258-5271. Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoeks teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list. We want to keep Evangelist Sheila Hameen in prayer, and we want to pray for Elder Rick Simpkins. Pray for Sister Ivory, the bereaved Capoletti family, all those who were affected by COVID, as well as Titus Edmonds Sr., Amore Nix, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the Reed Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Austin and Bree family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Evangelist Linda Pauldo, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Bessie Johnson, Ruth Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Tika Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So right now, you know, you can go ahead and prepare your hearts and your minds to receive a word from the Lord. And what we're going to do, we're going to have a pre-recorded message spoken. And no matter when the message was spoken, the word is still the same. It's still relevant today. So at this time, if you want to go ahead and get your paper, pen, and get ready to take notes as the word of God comes forth. God bless you. Enjoy.
Praise God. I present to you, introduce, praise God, Pastor, amen, Sheila, amen, tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord, and I honor whom honor is due. I tell you, God is a mighty good God, and I am blessed to be here one more time. So happy to have this invitation and to be ministering with you one more time by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. I do thank God for this great opportunity, and without along in the time, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we humble ourselves before you. We open our hearts, O Lord, and we open our ears. We want to hear from you on tonight. O God, we ask that you will speak unto us, that you will minister to us, Lord Jesus, in a special way. The things that we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. Oh, God, if any is sick, let them be healed through your word. Oh, Lord, if anyone is discouraged, let them be encouraged. We believe you, Lord God, and we take you at your word, and we count it done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God once again for his goodness and for his mercy. I truly enjoy the opening prayer and the opening scripture that was read about clean my heart. Amen. We need God to clean our hearts so that we can follow him. Amen. I thank the Lord for what my ears have heard, and I'm yet rejoicing for the goodness of the Lord. So at this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles and you want to read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And the scriptures I have tonight are taken from the 137th number of Psalm, and that's verses 1 through 4. And then we have Psalm 42, verses 1 through 3, and verse 11. And also, Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 25 through 34. Praise the Lord. So we'll begin with Psalm 137, verse 1 reads, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there are they that carried us away captive, required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mercy. Sing, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Psalm 42, verse 1, the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou God, for I shall yet praise him of my confidence and my God. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the fountain of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Then Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures. And my title tonight of this message is, Lord, Revive My Praise. Lord, Revive My Praise. And the theme is Time for a Praise Elevation Revival. Praise be to God. In the 137th number of Psalms, here is the psalmist praying before God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Or bringing out, rather, how the children of Israel, they were taken captive. And there they were by the rivers of Babylon, sitting down, crying, weeping, when they remembered them. When they thought about how they used to sing these glorious songs of Zion, they remembered the Mount Zion where they gathered together to go before God. And when they thought about that being in captivity, they were sad. They began to sit there and to weep because they were being tormented, ridiculed, and sometimes the enemy will taunt us like that. Torment us, ridicule, do all kinds of things. And so they describe how they hang their hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. Hallelujah. They were carried away captive by the captors, and they were requiring them to sing a song, and they were taunting them, more or less, this was just making fun of them and telling them to sing one of those songs of them, like they used to sing. No, but they were sad, and they hung their harp on the willow tree and asked themselves this question: how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Praise be to God. Now, I know that sometimes we may feel a little discouraged, a little cast down. But God has the power to revive our praise. Amen. Where the enemy tries to steal our praise away from us, he doesn't want us to give glory and honor to God or even praise our God. God has the power to revive our praise. Amen. As I do research and look words, to revive means to restore to life, regain consciousness or strength, refresh, energize, reinvigorate, and there are other words. You understand that this word revive means to restore, to bring back to the original state of life. Amen. Praise God. And we need God to revive our praise in instances like this, because there are those times when trouble is all around. We have the weights that continue to pile up on us, so much so that we feel weighted down and we're just not able to give God the praise that we desire to give unto him. We know that God is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, but the enemy will try to interfere with our praise and cause us to be despondent like the children of Israel were down there by the rivers of Babylon while they were in captivity. Praise be to God. But the psalmist in 42, the 42nd number of Psalms, says, as the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. You just got to be hungry and thirsty for the Lord. And my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Oh, hallelujah. When can I come before God and get revived? When can I come and get more strength? I'm here to tell you that God is available 24/7. You can always appear before the Lord whenever your heart is overwhelmed. You can go to the rock, right? Hallelujah, and he will revive your soul. If you're thirsty for the living God, come on before him at the altar of your heart, or in the sanctuary, fall down at the altar and call upon the living God. Amen. You can come before him at all times. As he said in the third verse, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? For they were just making fun of the children of Israel and said, where is your God? And sing us these Zion songs. You're just trying to make them feel bad. And they felt out of place. They felt out of their element. And they began to just feel like they were in despair, so much so that they could not sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Oh, glory to the God. But we are encouraged through Acts, the 16th chapter, when Paul and Silas, they were also capturing the will of God. And so they were locked up in captivity. But I believe they refused, hallelujah, to just sit there and do nothing. As the psalmist said in 42 and 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And this is what we have to do, no matter what is happening in our life, no matter what test or trial we're going through, tribulation, all of this, we must hope in God. And as we make up our minds, following this example, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. I may not feel like going, but I'm going to press my way. And I'm going to get praise him. Hallelujah. So you better hope in God. Why are you disappointed? And I believe that Paul and Silas stopped at midnight, feeling that despondent feeling, feeling captured and bound in a strange land, feeling like, no doubt, they could not sing or praise God in a strange land. But at midnight, hallelujah, I believe they made up their minds, saying they were hoping God and yet praise him. So Paul and Silas praise, glory and hallelujah. They went before the living God. They needed God to do something special. So praise God, and they praise first and began to sing praises unto God. So that tells us that there is power in our praise when we send those praises up to God. God will send down the blessing. And while they prayed and sang these praises, the prisoners who were in there with them also heard the prayer, and they
bear with us. Technical difficulty. Yes, don't touch the dial. Amen. Stay there. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Heard the praises of God going up. Hallelujah. I believe that God has revived, elevated their praise to the next level. And let's see what happened after they started praying and singing praises unto God. The 25th verse says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loose. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. That praise was on a high level. Amen. God had revived their praise and elevated it to the next level, to the level that caused doors to be opened, chains to be broken. Hallelujah. Bands to be loosed by the power of Almighty God. God caused a great earthquake to happen and shook everything on this. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Have you even considered what level your praise is on? Amen. Is it kind of low? Is it in the middle? or is it on a high level? Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. The higher, the more power comes with that praise. The higher your praise, glory be to God, the more you'll see God manifest himself. And here, Paul and Silas, they had their praise on a high level. And then God suddenly began to manifest himself. It says at midnight when they started praying and singing praises unto God, suddenly foundations of the prison were shaken. The doors were open. Everyone stand for me. Oh, glory to God. And God began to work wonders. See, God, he will send deliverance without praise. God will send healing without praise. There have been times that I've witnessed someone called upon to come up and sing a praise unto God. They take the mic and they start singing. All of a sudden, the power of God comes down on them and begin to move on them. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost begins to take hold. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the soul is saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God will do wonders with our praise. But we need to go before the living God. We need to be thirsty for him. Amen. And know that he is available 24/7. And we can call upon him. It was midnight. When Paul and Silas called on him, he showed up. Oh, yes, Lord. It doesn't matter what time it is, day or night, he will show up. Oh, yes, Lord. He showed up here. So the keeper of the prisoner, he woke up out of his sleep, and his doors were open. And, of course, if he didn't keep the prison or do his job, he knew that his life was over. His life was in jeopardy. So rather than being killed or put to death, he thought that he would take his own life. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But God had a special plan because somebody's praise was on a high level. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So supposing to take his own life, he thought all the prisoners had gotten away. Paul began to cry out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Even though God has opened all the doors of the prison, loose everyone stand, everybody stayed in place. They didn't go ripping and running out of there. Oh, I'm free, I'm free. But they stayed right in place because God had a special plan. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And if you can just apply this to your own life, I know we have situations and we have circumstances. Praise the Lord. And I believe Apostle Paul, he began to say in Romans that said glory and tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Amen. They were patient. Patience worketh experience. And experience hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So the men of God being in that place along with the others who didn't have the Holy Ghost, but they had it. Amen. And they had patience. And they waited on God. And so God left and opened up a door of utterance for them to speak to the keeper and all of his household. Hallelujah. They were able to minister unto them. Amen. And God began to do a great thing in their life. And so sometimes when we are praying and and giving praise to God for our deliverance. Somebody up around us to be blessed, to be delivered, to be healed, to be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. They prayed, no doubt, that God would deliver them out of the prison, but God delivered a whole lot more than just them. Hallelujah. But we have to remember that when we give these praises to God, oh yes, Lord, there's no telling what God will do. Amen. So don't let the enemy keep you down if you are feeling under, if you feel like your strength is just smaller and smaller or dwindling away. We need to go to the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, revive my praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to call upon him. Glory to God. Any hour of the day or night. And he will hear us. And he will answer. He will come and see about it. Hallelujah. Let your heart be like that of a heart that panteth after the water. Call upon him, thirsting after God, the living God. Praise the Lord and know that you can appear before him. You can tell God all about your situation. Praise the Lord. You can give everything to the Lord. You can cast all your cares on him. Don't put down your praise. Don't hang up your heart on a willow tree. Amen. Praise him in a strange land. Praise him wherever you are. Glory, hallelujah. If you can't get to the level of praise you desire, keep working on it. Amen. Until you get there. God, amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is so encouraging to my soul. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of God is what we need for our souls. We can't be without this precious word of God. It is the word of God that has gotten me where I am today. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for his word. And I hope that you have gained something from the word of God. And just take note of how God moved so greatly. Somebody cried out saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. What must I do to be saved? Can you get to that level? Yes, you can. So praise that is so high that when you go forth and praise God, when you pray unto him, he moves in this way so that somebody will cry out saying, what must I do to be saved? And you can tell them like Paul and Silas told you this man, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Not just you, but your whole household. Everybody in your house can be saved. Hallelujah, praise God. So God, he will take care of us. But we have to be willing to come to him and trust him in all situations. Praise the Lord. It might happen to you or someone you know, somebody close to you. Praise your way out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep on praising until you feel all the bands are loose, until all the chains are broken. Amen. Until the doors swing open. But keep on praising him. Amen. Just keep praising him. Like the song that said, even though his soul was cast down and disquieted within him, he said, hope thou in God. For I will yet praise. Amen. So he was determined that he would yet praise God and refer to God as the health of his countenance and refer to him as his God and my God. Amen. And God will give us joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Joy, unspeakable. Praise be to God. Having that joy is that praise. In the 34th verse, and when he has brought them in for them and rejoiced, for that great joy came, hallelujah, the keeper of the prison. God has done a great thing in his life. And he brought the man of God to his house. And he set meat before them. He fed them. Hallelujah. And he began to rejoice, believing in God with all his house, his family members. Praise the Lord. So God is still the same God, hasn't lost any power. He's still working miracles. He's still breaking people out of prison illegally, but legally. Amen. In the spirit. Praise God. God is doing wonders. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm just happy down in my soul. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And now at this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. And as was already stated, we can go to him at any time. And we want to go to him, believing him, being patient and waiting on him. We want God to revive our praise. And we want to enter into praise elevation revival. Praise God on a daily basis or however long you set for yourself. Have a praise elevation revival. Every day, if you wake up in the morning, you just want to shout out a praise unto God. Let that be your elevation revival. Take it to the next level and say, the next time, I'm going to take it a little higher. Oh, glory to God. And the higher your praise, the greater the blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us enter into a praise elevation revival. Lord, elevate our praise. Oh, Lord, revive my praise. Maybe you have been struggling and just barely making it and haven't really been praising God that much. Hallelujah. You can be revived. Your praise can be revived, rejuvenated. Amen. Just stop. Restore. Glory, hallelujah. It can happen for you tonight to the point where your faith will get your praise to the next level. So let us go to God in prayer and let's believe God together because God is already working. He's already moving. He's already healing. He's already doing great things and many wonders. Praise the Lord. And what he's done and is doing for others, he can do the same thing for you. All you have to do is just believe God and just come to him as you are, no matter where your stand is with God. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your tonight, you can get to know him if you're willing to repent, to be sorry for the wrong you've done, for all the sins you've committed, and willing to ask God for mercy. Ask God to forgive your sins and to take your sins away. Ask God to have mercy on you and to save you. Hallelujah. And he will do that. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. Hallelujah. If there's anyone sick in their body and desiring God to heal you, God has the power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's some time for you to give God some praise. Sometimes you can be healed because you're giving God praise. Amen. I'm a witness that if you give God praise, even when you're sick, God will heal your body. He's done it for me, so I can speak from experience. Praise the Lord. And sometimes the troubles that we have going on in our lives is because we have a lack of praise. Amen. Our praise level is a little too low, so we need to bring that up a little higher. Oh, praise be to God, and give God the praise that is due to his name. When we praise God, I'm reminded of how God will take over and he will fight our battle. Praise the Lord. All we have to do is just give him the praise, and he will do the rest. Amen. Praise God. Maybe there's someone whose name been called on prayer list and have a special request or a special desire of the Lord. I'm here to tell you that God will grant that unto you. Can only believe. Praise the Lord. And at this time, let us go to God together and let us take all of our requests and make them known to him right now. In our hearts, let's talk to God. You can even say it out of your mouth right now, what it is you want God to do to you. Hallelujah. And if you don't have any specific thing to name, and you just want a blessing from the Lord, you can just ask God to bless you tonight, and he will do just that. But we are praying for those who are sick, those who are in the hospital, laid up on the sick bed, afflicted. We are praying for you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Believe in God along with you that God will heal you and make you whole. Oh, thank you, Lord. So let us put our mind, being in everybody, and just focus directly on the Lord. Just focus on the living God and him only. Put everything else out of your mind and out of your thoughts, and just focus on him right now. And we are going right now into the presence of the Lord with our hearts humbled and our minds on the Lord. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord, humbling our hearts before you, calling upon you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. And Lord, as we are here in your presence, we pray this prayer, Lord God, the prayer of faith, believing that your ears are open to our cry. We believe, Lord, that you have inclined your ear to pray, God, that you will have mercy upon us and that you will forgive us. Oh, my God, and blot out our transgression. Wash away all of our iniquity. Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, Lord, God, work on us and make us all over. Oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, touch our hearts, oh, God, try to bring in the name of Jesus anything that you're not pleased with, anything that's in our heart that should not be there. Forgive us, Lord, and take it away. We pray tonight, oh, Lord, for those who don't know you but have repented in their hearts and are sorry for the sins they committed and asking for mercy. Oh, God, we pray that you will save them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, go and abide in their hearts. Talk with them, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Ghost come down and fill their souls in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, and there's nothing impossible for you. There are signs that you cannot redirect. But Lord, you are in control. Everything is in your power. Oh, Lord God, if we surrender to you, glory to your name, Lord, take control and have your way. We come to you tonight, Lord, on behalf of those, Lord, who are sick and afflicted, carrying diseases, illnesses, oh, Lord, and conditions in their body. We are praying tonight, Lord, for healing and for restoration of their health. God, restore their health unto them and rebuke the addiction, oh, Lord, rebuke the sicknesses and the diseases. Oh, my Lord, you have the power. We ask you, Lord, to speak the word. Glory, hallelujah, that it may be done right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, look on the prayer. Look at the request that is written next to each name. Lord, you know every heart's desire. You know every need. Lord, my God, we are asking you, Lord, let it be done according to your will. Oh, and we ask you, Lord, to cause us to open our hearts to receive your word and to live by it daily, to walk upright before you, to speak the truth in our hearts, to live a holy life before you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, whole and acceptable unto you. Each and every, we need you to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. We need you to order our steps and to keep us in your will. The Lord God, don't let us strip a wonder off the path of righteousness, but keep us and preserve us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to do your will, to be obedient, humble, and obedient before you. Oh, Jesus, and help us, Lord, to continue to minister on this broadcast. And those, Lord, who are ministering together, we ask you, God, to please bring greater unity for the ministers of the gospel, to come together and unite as one, and to go forth as never before, spreading the gospel, the true gospel, to every preaching and promulgating the word of truth. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We know you are able to do all things. There's nothing impossible unto you, Lord. There's nothing hard for you, my God. And tonight we are coming to you praying the prayer of faith, believing together, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Lord, we know that you hear and you answer prayer, and we thank you tonight for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for giving us access to come to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to just come into your presence. We give you thanks, hallelujah, because you've inclined your ears to listen to our prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the deliverance of those who are bound. We thank you for the saving of those who are not saved. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for the restoration of the backslider, for reclaiming their souls. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for the deliverance of the prisoners, of those
who are in the jails and in the prisons, my God. We thank you for salvation unto all. Lord, glory to your name. We praise your name, Lord. Fighting for those in need, and especially those who are without food or shelter. We thank you tonight, Lord, for making the way for them and providing for them, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are asking you, Lord, a special blessing for our leaders. Oh, God, every leader, we are asking that you will have mercy, that you will give visions, revelation, and understanding concerning leading your people. Teach them, Lord, how to lead the congregation. Teach them, Lord, how to be a leader, an example of a leader, a role model for all those who are following. We know you're able to. We believe it, and we count it done. And we thank you. We ask, God, that you will bless the visionary of this ministry, Evangelist Bradley. Lay your hand upon the Lord, that your morning ever rest on us, God. Use us even more for your service. And all the advisors and the co-hosts, we ask you to bless them abundantly, Lord. Even to uphold her in the ministry and to labor with her. Oh, my God. And every listener, wherever they may be, all around the world, and let a special blessing come upon them tonight and take control of them. Let the blessing overtake them. And now, Lord, prayer, we ask God that you'll accept our prayer, that you will grant our petition. Lord, we ask this night that you will elevate our praise and revive us. We ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer, that touching prayer. The Lord, touch me. In that prayer, I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying, Lord, revive my praise. It's time for a praise, elevation, revival. And isn't it time? Yes, the enemy, he not only torments us, but then he'll taunt us. And this is just like him. He gets you down, and then he'll make fun of you for not being where you once were. But it's time to take our harps off of the willow trees, to take on praise revived, restored back. As she was preaching, you know, thinking of how Paul and Silas, the Bible says that they prayed and sang praises unto God. And God, he began to shake the foundation of the prison. He opened the doors. He loosed the bands, not only of Paul and Silas, but of those who heard Paul and Silas praising God. And sometimes our praise, it brings about someone else's deliverance. It's not about us all the time. Yeah, the Lord, he could have just released Paul and Silas, but everyone who heard them, the prisoners, all of their bands were loosed too. Amen. And she asked, what level is our praise? I was just thinking, their praise must have been on a very high level for them to, for the Lord to bring about deliverance through it. And what we can learn a lesson from this when we're when we seem to be shackled, when we seem to be in bondage, down, out, no way out, our praise can literally open a door and bring about deliverance for us and those around us. People are watching us, seeing what we're going to do when we get down, seeing what we're going to do when we're in a tight spot. We serve this God, and people are watching us, say, hey, well, you say you serve God. They're watching. So they see us praising him. They see us praying, continuing on. They can be delivered by us continuing to praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the word of God coming through her. Thank God for Evangelist Hameen. You know, like we begin to, you know, this word was timely, and so was the prayer, praying for those who are ill, who are sick, not feeling well. So we want to keep her in our prayers, again, as well as others who were affected by COVID this past weekend and even, you know, going forward. And any other ministers, any clergy are on the line, you are certainly welcome to call in to have remarks. We do thank God. Feel free to call in and have remarks. We do thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Keep her in your prayers. We appreciate her and her presence with us on our broadcast, and we're looking forward to being on her broadcast on Sunday if it's the Lord's will. So keep us all in prayer. Amen. And if there aren't any remarks from clergy or anyone else, I just want to see if Evangelist Hameen wanted to have any final words before I end the broadcast. God bless you.
Amen. Just asking for your continued prayers. The Lord is blessing, but I do need your prayers. And God bless you all. Love you all. Praying for you all. And we thank you for tuning in to the show. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord again for Evangelist Hameen and her faithfulness. And I tell you, you know, I remember when a couple of years ago when she tested positive for COVID and she was on this broadcast preaching up something. And, you know, my dad, he also had tested positive for COVID. He was in the hospital. So, I've seen both sides of it. And thank God for her, you know, being faithful through her, you know, condition. But the Lord, he's able. We're trusting and believing in him for complete and full recovery. And just keep one another in prayer, and we are praying for you all. Thank you all for tuning in again to the Gospel, to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Feel free to tune in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. if it's the Lord's will. Until then, God bless you and good night.